They join Colding. Then Funstar Avelli are starting to run into the race well. It's Colette and Very Elegant, the two great mares. And Avelius the outside. Very Elegant and Colette. What a race! Avelius the outside trying to beat the pair of them, but no! Very Elegant, brave, Very Elegant. Beat Colette and Avelius.
No, it was a stellar finish. Great call from Darren Flindell. James McDonald getting the best out of his wonder mare, Very Elegant, to claim another Group 1. And J-Mac joins us this morning. James, congratulations. I bet that gave you a big buzz, that victory on Saturday.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Yeah, it was good. It was good to get a result. She's a mighty mare and she's come back in good order.
She is a mighty mare, and you know her so well. She never gives up. What were you thinking when the fight was on, and it looked like Colette to the eye had you cold?
Yeah, no, I thought more Avelius, to be honest with you. I had Colette covered, and it was just Avelius was coming, but if a horse can't put a margin on her within 100 metres, it's troubling for them, because they're not going to beat her in a dog fight, that's for sure. And time and time again, we see her just come out on top.
Can you feel a lift? Does she just relish that fight when it's close?
Yeah, for sure. She loves it. yeah, no, any time there's a dog fight, you'd love her on your side, that's for sure.
Unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, you didn't get to partner her in the Melbourne Spring Carnival, where she was just phenomenal, winning two Group 1s, including the Caulfield Cup. But from when you were last on her, how do you think she's come back?
Yeah, she's definitely bigger, and she feels bigger as well. But we've got to remember she was trained for a two-mile preparation last prep, and she's obviously still got her sprint in her legs. She's come back in really good order, and mentally and physically really, really nice.
You've ridden a lot of really good horses in your career, James, but she must hold a very special place. Where do you rate Very Elegant?
Yeah, she's very good. She's won five Group 1s on her. She's been very good to me and the whole Chris Waller team. And it's just been a privilege to be a part of the whole journey. And, yeah, it's been good.
You're looking forward to a rematch with Adib and Tommy Marquand?
Yeah, no, yeah, well, hopefully the plane will go missing halfway through the... Maybe we could see her at Hong Kong or something and drop them off there. But no, we're looking forward to the competition, and she's in good form, so hopefully there's some good rematches. But obviously, Adib had her covered last prep, and going to be awfully hard to beat this time.
No doubt about that. She was the highlight of your day on Saturday, and she was absolutely outstanding. What do you make of Hungry Heart's run in the surround?
It was all right. We just rode her quiet, and she made steady ground late. She's just looking for a bit faster ground, and hopefully she gets that soon.
Gee, I was impressed with the run of She's All Class. If you draw a better gate, you may have run down four moves ahead. What did you make of her run in the Sweet Embrace?
Yeah, no doubt about that. She obviously drew the car park, went back, she brushed home nicely, but yeah, if she drew a gate, she would have won for sure. And she's had her issues over the past in terms of she just gets a bit worked up, but she was the best she's ever been on Saturday, so it's a good positive sign for her going forward.
Have you locked in a slipper ride as yet?
No.
Who's in the mix for you?
There's a few there floating around.
Have you got a leaning? Who do you think's the best you've been on so far?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure. I'm just going to let stuff settle and see what happens over the weekend.
All right. How do you rate this crop of two-year-olds that you've been on? Do you think it's a pretty good group altogether?
Yeah, well, I've been lucky enough to partner some really nice two-year-olds, and there's not much between them all. It will come down to run of the race stuff. So there's some good quality colts and fillies, and I think a colt will win it this year.
Mm. J-Mac, well done on the weekend. Great to see you and Very Elegant back in the Group 1 winners list. And it's going to be a fascinating month of big races coming up in Sydney. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers, mate.